Welcome back here in the huddle right here, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. Our Super Bowl week coverage continues on our Radio Row Northern version here from our Colchester studios. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves Dan Katz. You know him as Barstool Big Cat from the popular podcast Pardon My Take and Barstool Radio. Big Cat, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on. Jake, my intern, asked if I would do it, and I was like, absolutely for you, Jake, even though outside of, you know, my relationship with Jake, I did bet on Vermont on Wednesday night. They didn't even come close to covering the spread against Maine. And I'm mad at Jake, even though we didn't even talk about the game before him, but I'm still mad at him.
Well, we're sorry that you lost money, of course, but Jake Marsh, voice of the Catamounts on our station. Are you a big Catamount fan now? Are you watching UVM games?
I can't say I'm a big Vermont fan, but with like the I love college basketball. And because of my relationship with Jake, I have been paying attention more than I would have otherwise. And if I can listen to his call, I will do so. So I have found myself betting on Vermont basketball games probably three or four times this year, which is probably three or four times more than I have in my entire life beforehand.
How much do you guys actually gamble?
A lot. A lot. I would say a lot. Yeah. I mean, I love sports. I love having a little action on it. It's the best to watch a game, and you know, gambling's legalized everywhere now, so we can talk about it. And it's coming out of the shadows, and you know, I love college basketball. There's just something about it. You can always like the thing that I love most about gambling, because I'm not a stat guy. I'm not an analytics guy. I can't tell you, you know, the detailed numbers, but I do love handicapping or trying to handicap the human emotion, and I think that really comes into play when you're talking about a grinded out college basketball season where the highs are very high and the lows are very low, and trying to find those spots where teams might have a letdown or a big game. I love those elements.
Well, in addition to being a friend of Jake Marsh and watching Catamount Hoops, you're also got another Vermont tie. You're friends with our buddy Ryan Rosillo, friend of the show. He told us a story. He said that you, to try to get him on Pardon My Take the first time, you were hassling him relentlessly to try to get him on, and he thought you were annoying until he actually met you. Can you confirm this story of you hassling Rosillo?
100% true. I caught, because like Rosillo and I have become very good friends, but I caught Rosillo, and he would probably admit this, at the very tail end of his more meathead tough guy days. And I was also in, like, you know, I was the young kind of jerk up and comer. So I would tweet him all the time about how I wanted to bench press with him and do some squats. And I'm sure from his perspective, he was like, who is this guy? Why is he bothering me? Please just leave me alone. So he had every right to ignore me, but it's funny how it worked out that we became close friends, because I was probably annoying, and he probably was like, I don't have time for this type of guy. And now, you know, it's become a really great friendship, and we talk all the time.
Well, we've heard you on this station before. You've been on with the Dan Patrick Show a lot. Are you tighter with Rosillo or Dan and the Danettes?
I am day to day, I'm probably tighter with Dan and the Danettes, because I play basketball every Saturday morning with McLovin Perloff. And he also lives in Brooklyn, so we play hoops together every Saturday morning. But in terms of texting and everything, it's probably Rosillo.
McLovin's always putting out Twitter videos of his jump shot. Does he have any actual game?
Yeah, he actually does. I actually am usually the one who takes that Twitter video. He does have games. So his game, He is a good shooter. He gets hot. He plays very good defense. He's an all-around sound player. The one weakness he has, and I think he would even admit this if you were sitting right next to me right now, there will be times on Saturday mornings where we will get matched up with each other, and he does not like when I get physical with him. So if I get physical with him, I can kind of take the game out of him, push him around a little bit. But if I let him float, he can usually torch me. So whenever I'm matched up against him, I make sure I get a body on him and do a lot of hand checking, a lot of you know, elbows down below the hoop, and kind of take him out of his game.
Well, you went to Wisconsin, so that's a perfect Big Ten style.
Right, exactly. I don't play any offense. Yeah. I just try to rebound. I can't hit a jump shot. I would be perfect to play for the Badgers.
We're talking with Big Cat from Barstool Sports, Pardon My Take, Barstool Radio here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game. Our Super Bowl media week coverage continues on. I have to tell you about an embarrassing story for me. So a couple years ago, after Radio Row Minneapolis, I met your partner, PFT, in the airport in Minneapolis. It was the worst meeting in the history of meetings. 5:30 in the morning, TSA line, massive line. I notice him right behind me. And I'm trying to figure out, hey, I'm a fan of the show. Like, what should I say? Just play it cool, introduce myself, say I'm a fan, whatever. I look at him and I go, hey, you're not following Jumpsuit January. What is this? Is it an act? He goes, dude, it's February 2nd now. And I was like, okay, I have nothing left to say anymore because I don't know how you recover from this. So what's the worst intro you've ever had with somebody?
That one's good. And I have to say, to give you a little context, so don't feel bad about it, because if I'm remembering it correctly, I think that the night before was the Barstool party. We were out till probably 3 or 4 in the morning. Fun fact is I actually, Bubba, who is our fourth producer, so it's PFT, myself, Hank, and then Bubba. Bubba and I had a flight back at like 1 o'clock that day. Hank was obviously staying for the Patriots, and the house we were staying was very nice, had a pool, indoor pool, had a sauna. I found Bubba in the sauna, thank God it wasn't on, at like 7 in the morning, passed out. And I had to, like, basically throw his bag together, and we got to the airport. So PFT was probably in the same state. So it's don't feel bad about that awkward interaction. We were all feeling it that morning. I would say anytime I have an interaction with someone in the bathroom, that's always a little weird, because I'll have people be like, hey, can I take a picture, or try to shake my hand right after they take, you know, go to the bathroom. So that one always is weird. I always just am like, hey, can we just do this right outside the bathroom? So those are usually the ones that are awkward, but for the most part, sometimes people think it's lip service, but we do have the greatest fans in the world, and anytime I see someone out in public, I love talking to them. I love, like, you know, interacting with them, because it's cool. It still blows my mind when I'm on the train in New York or I'm in an airport and someone flashes their phone and they're like, hey, I'm listening to you right now. That will never stop being cool for me.
Is it hard for you to separate your real life from your on-air life? Like, is it easy for you to just be Dan Katz, or are you always Big Cat?
Yeah, no, I think the Big Cat is my personality. It's just amplified a little bit. You know, I had a son a few 7 months ago, so that's kind of changed a little bit of my interactions in public. I think people actually, in a weird way, I should have had a kid a lot longer ago, because people will give me more space when I'm out, like, looking like, you know, crud on a Saturday morning, maybe hungover or off like 3 hours of sleep. But yeah, for the most part, people are really respectful, and they know that we're on so much. We're like, the amount of hours we put in on camera, on radio, on podcasts, people are very cool about the fact that if you see me on a Saturday morning pushing around a stroller with a dog on my arm, I'm probably just taking a quick mental break, and I need that, you know, a little time out for the brain.
You guys are always honest with your guests on Pardon My Take. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm sure you hear this a lot. I'm not a fan of Barstool, but I love Pardon My Take, and I've been in that crowd a lot myself. So I'm going to ask you, the people who are Barstool detractors, what do we not know?
I think you just probably have read the wrong things, or you just don't understand, like, first of all, you can't really separate myself from Barstool, because I helped build this company. And I think that when people look at us and they don't like us, for the most part, I think they're taking us 100% literal. And if you take us 100% literal, of course you would think some of the things that we say are, you know, terrible or whatever, not in good taste. But you have to realize that, much like Pardon My Take, it's all one long running joke. And Dave is playing a character, and Kevin's playing a character, and, like, you know, it's our personalities, but it's really turned up. So I think that understanding the joke behind it, and that we're really just trying to make people laugh, is something that some people kind of miss. But yeah, I do get that from time to time, but then my only response is, you're listening to a Barstool podcast, yeah, and I helped build this company. So you do actually, in fact, like Barstool.
I think my whole thing was, I just don't like Dave because he's a Patriot fan. I'm a Seahawk fan. I just got too tired of Malcolm Butler Twitter gifs.
Well, that actually is like a real thing, that I think there are people out there who are like, I don't like Dave because the Patriots win too much. And that's I wouldn't tell you to think otherwise. You know what I mean? That's a fair gripe to have. But yeah, that there's probably a lot of fans out there who are like, I wish the Patriots didn't win so much. I've just had to deal with it, and I'm just, like, immune to it. But it seems like it might be over soon. Who knows?
Would you want to see Tom Brady playing for your Bears, or do you think he's done?
I think he's staying with the Patriots. I don't think he's going anywhere else. It would be I'm sure the Bears, the way the Bears franchise works is we will never, ever have a good quarterback, like a franchise quarterback that I can believe in. So even if Tom Brady came and played for the Bears, he'd probably get hit by a bus the next day. So that's just how it works. Like, that's the luck. When people say, oh, the Bears could have had Patrick Mahomes, like, they would have found a way to screw up Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure of it, because that's just how the franchise works. Like, you know, Jay Cutler, who I love, he holds all the franchise records. So that's just what is the fate of all Bears fans. I think most people have come to grips with that, that no matter what, we'll find a way to not have the franchise quarterback we just so desperately want.
Well, that's about how I felt about the Seahawks before Russell Wilson. Everybody turned into Rick Meyer for me. That's how I felt. So I get how you're feeling about that. So
yes.
You guys have made a lot of friends in sports and media. Has there ever been a guest that has gotten contentious with you guys, or a guy that won't come on because he just doesn't get it?
We've had Dak Prescott on a couple times, and I don't think they've gone well, but that's probably not his fault. I think what I always judge guests by is we've never really failed on an in-person interview, because when you can see our faces, when you can hear our tone a little bit better, when you can, you know, just meet us beforehand, I think it always is easier. Sometimes when we do an interview over the phone, if we've never met the person, it can be a little bit rough around the edges. But I think the nice thing about our podcast is through the growth, through the 4 years, people understand what we are. So even if you aren't listening actively every single day and you're coming on our show, someone has probably told you about it or you've heard about it, so you have an idea and you get in the right mindset that, hey, guess what? This isn't going to be a normal interview. This isn't going to be a serious interview. Have a little fun. Make fun of yourself, and everything will be great. So I feel like we've noticed that happen a lot more, and it's been great for the show because people just come on and they have a good time and they show their real personality.
Well, two quick rapid-fire questions. Who can drink more, you or PFT?
Total, like in a night, PFT, yeah. But faster, me by far.
Okay, and so
he can drink all night long. But if we're doing a chugging contest, I will absolutely kill him.
Okay, so what are the odds then that we all get to Burlington? Jake, your intern and the voice of Vermont. Rosillo, he comes here. We all hang out. Rosillo's best friends owns Buffalo Wild Wings in town. We all come together. We all crush beers together in Burlington.
I'm going to say 0.0. Is that good odds?
It's disappointing, but at least it's honest, and we appreciate honest.
I would love to. Maybe. This is where it comes back to having a kid. You know, it's not as easy to be like, hey, let me just drop everything and go chug some beers at a Buffalo Wild Wings in Burlington. But I'm going to say never, and if we can somehow get some ski weekend out of it, I would be a lot more interested in it.
I'll work on that for you behind the scenes. He's Big Cat from Barstool Sports. Pardon my take, Barstool Radio. Big Cat, we appreciate the time, and better luck gambling Catamount Hoops in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.